Bukhim Abayim to the ninth and continuing series of Shiurim on the sources of the Halacha as they emerge from the Gemara and to the Shulchan Aruch and to the Poskim. The topic that we spoke about last time is the famous dispute between the Mogen Avraham and the Gaon. How do we organize the hours of the day? In other words, does the day begin from Omer HaShachat Tzitzit HaChavet, and therefore the 3 hours of the day which Chazal speak about, either in reference to Kriya Shema, or the 4 hours in reference to Tefillah, are being measured from Omer HaShachar, or are in fact the 12 hours a day run from Netzach Hama to Shkia. In other words, is it a Sunday or is it a light day? If it's a light day, it goes from Omer HaShachar to Tzeis. If it's a Sunday, that it goes from Netzach Hama until the Shkia. In other words, from when the sun starts shining until when the sun sets. Now, the focus of the Machloikas, the Gra, the Mogen Avraham, which appears in Siman Nun Ches Arachayim, Mogen Avraham wants to claim that even though in different areas, for example, regarding Tfilas Mincha, regarding Tlaka Mincha, there's a dispute among the Poskim, do we measure the hours according to the Sunday or according to the light day? Nonetheless, says the Mogen Avraham, it's clear from the Tosfos in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and from the Gemara Gimel Amud Beis that the 3 hours that a person has to say Kriya Shema in the morning certainly begin with Omer HaShachar. And the Mogen Avraham's chief raya, chief proof, was the Tosfos in Brochos and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and there the Tosfos seemed to indicate clearly, and also from Gimel Amud Beis, these are tasting indicate clearly that the hours that are measured in Kriya Shema up to 3 hours begin with Omer HaShachar, given the fact that the Ashmeiris of the night end with Omer HaShachar. That was the Shita of the Mogen Avraham. The Gaon in the Bi'ah HaGra in Siman Tav Nun Tes wages an entire attack, an entire battle. The gist of which is that the day, every aspect, every halachic aspect of the day is measured from Netzach Hama until the Shkia. And one of the chief rayas and proofs, sources of the Gaon's position, is a Gemara in Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. There the Gemara brings, in Psachim, in Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, there the Gemara brings a brayse of Rabbi Yehuda to refute an opinion of Rava and Rabba Bar Bar Chana and Ula. And Rashi learned the Gemara as indicating that the refutation of the brayse, the refutation of Rava and Rabba Bar Chana by the brayse of Yehuda, was chiefly with respect to the amount of time from Omer HaShachar till Neit, or from Shkia until Tzeis, right? Ula having held that the amount of time was a period was called 5 mil, and Rabbi Yehuda asserting that it was 4 mil. However, the Gaon, based upon the Yerushalmi, argues on Rashi, and the Gaon based on the Yerushalmi argues on Rashi. The Yerushalmi clearly indicates that the 10 pasois that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about is going from Netzach Hama until the Shkia, in which case the Gemara's conclusion is twofold. Number one, that the interval from Omer HaShachar until Netz, or from Shkia till Tzeis Chavim, is 4 mil and not 5 mil. That's conclusion number one. And conclusion number two is the 10 parsois, the 40 mil, which have to be divided in 12 hours, which constitute the day, run only from Netzach Hama until Shkia. And that is the maskara of the Gemara. So in other words, the Gaon argues on Rashi's reading of the Gemara based upon the Yerushalmi. Now, the Gaon in the Bi'ah HaGra in Tav Nun Tes, in fact, actually understands that whenever Chazal speak about hours of the day, they're speaking about Netzach Hama, from Netzach Hama to Shkia.
Can I clarify? Yeah, question, yeah. The Magen Avraham is only arguing regarding times of Kriya Shema W. He doesn't argue in terms of No,
no, we're not speaking about that. We're speaking about creation.
Anything else to do with times?
That might be. Well, certainly, well, I mean, the Zohar Rabbi Yehudaya, but for example, it's pretty clear, and for example, in Hilchos Nida, that we go from Neis to Shkia, because everything is contingent directly based upon the Sun. I think it's a Shach that says like
so
that.
So the Magen Avraham is only arguing...
The Magen Avraham, right, the focus of the going of the Magen Avraham is only on the 3 hours of Kriya Shema. The Magen Avraham indicates here that there's a machloikis regarding what's called Plaga Mincha. Right now the Magen Avraham is speaking about Kriya Shema. Now, the Goyin says, now where I left off the last year was, the Goyin says, right, V'chein b'chol makoy, right? Says the Goyin in all places, namely also in Kriya Shema Torah. We got the very end of Yad Goa in Taf Nun Tes, in Sifkatin, I believe it's Sifkatin Hed, right? Avshin Zemanu Ad Seschel Chafim. Even though Zeman of Kriya Shema at night is Seschel Chafim, Mikol Makom HaCheshven Shel Hashoyis Ad Shkiyas Hacham. In other words, the Cheshven, the accounting of the day, goes from Neis to Shkiyas Hacham. And the Goyin, in fact, levels a two-headed attack. Attack number one is, says the Goyim, in the beginning of his Hagor in Tov Nun Tes, says the Goyim, we know that and Chazal say, the Medrash says, that during Nisan, during Tishrei, the day and the night are equal. Says the Goyim, that's only true if you measure the day from Neitz until Shkia. If you measure the day from Omer HaShachar until Tzeis, then even during Nisan, during Tishrei, even at the equator, in other words, the day comes after 16 hours. So in other words, the Goyin says, the Metzias says, if Chazal asserts that during time of Nisan and Tishrei, the day and night are equal, says the Goyin, and he quotes the Tichonim, or the astronomers, the Goyin says, the Metzias, the reality is that to say that in Nisan and Tishrei, the day is equal to night, will only be true if the day is considered to be from Neitz HaChama until the Shkia. That's point number one. Point number two, says the Goyin, we see clearly in the Gemara that the day, what's called the day, right, and what's called the hours of the day, in other words, a person going 40 meal, 10 pasoi in the daytime, is defined only from the Neitz HaChama until the Shkia. So that is, in fact, actually the Goyin's two arguments, and the Goyin says anything connected to this, we'll see, is called a Shekem Afursa. Now, the fact is that the Goyin is going to be chodek on the Tosfos, right? Because the Tosfos in Brachos, in Daf Gimel of Malach, there the Tosfos, I'm looking actually for the Tosfos in Brachos, and for Baruch Hashem, in Gimel of Malach, the Tosfos in Gimel Aleph, in Dibur HaMaschil, Leman de Ganyu Beis Ofel, so this is one of the Raya of Magen Avraham, says the Tosfos, the Braisa brings, the Gemara brings a Braisa of Rav Eliezer, and Rav Eliezer says there are three Mishmaris, and the Gemara in its conclusion said that there are three Ashmeres to the night, and the Maskana conclusion of the Gemara is that the third Ashmeres, right, ends with Isha, and the Tosfos asks the question that the Braisa of Shalosh Mishmaris and these Simonim go, the Braisa is Rav Eliezer. So, says Tosfos, how can you say that when the Isha, how can the Gemara say that when Tidak Yenim Bishad Imoy, Isha Zimbaila means the Simon of the last Ashmaila? Right? When this happens, a person should get up and read Kriya Shema, and this is according to Rav Eliezer. But Rav Eliezer says a person, the Rabbi says later on, Tezem Aveit, that a person reads Kriya Shema only at the time Shiyakya ben Chenis Lakasi. And Tosis understands that, in fact, this time is Amra Shacha. That's the end of the Ashmaida. So says Tosis says, as soon as we have an Ishim as a person Baila, by the time the person gets up and begins reading Kriya Shema, it's already a time of what? Of Makabeh to Chalas Lakarasi. So in other words, when the Gemara says it gets from Kriya Shema, the Tosfos obviously learns the Gemara speaks what's called Lav Dafka. We should understand the Gemara literally. Says the Goyin, I have a Dafka understanding of the Gemara. Because the Goyin points out here in Tov Nun Tes that Rabbi Eliezer also holds in the Mishnah in Testament Beis that Kriyashma is until Neitzachama. Rabbi Yez's opinion is that you can't read Kriyashma after Neitzachama. So says the guy, when the Gemara says to get up and read Kriyashma and Gimel Aleph, the Gemara is not speaking to the Zriza, to get up at the first time to read it. The Gemara is speaking to Miss Atzlim, a lazy person. This person is sleeping. This person is sleeping. And he's sleeping so late, it's going to become Neitzachama. So as soon as Isham is a person by law, right? Isham is a person by law, and she didn't yet be like, Imai, you should get up. Because that's Neitzachama. And she read Kriya Shema immediately. And that's the Lashon of the Goyim. The Lashon of the Goyim is, right? He brings the Gemara, the Magen Avraham, and he brings the Gemara and Baruchas Gemara Gemara Beis. I will say to the guy, I want you to like the guy. Very strong language. Alfa lefima sheker safti, who sheker mefulsam. It's a lie. It's a known lie. Shashay shoyz. That means the 6 hours. Misaymen beyond bein ibn etzachama. There was the hours, the 6 hours. Right? End. After chatzoy's end, at etzachama. Right? The gamkushis of teizot now. Right? Shabli Yezel a time, in other words, to answer the kasha of Tosa, whatever the goal to Shitosa, for Gomeras im an Neitzachama. According to Yezel, you end with Neitzachama. The Vada Haida, he ain't his reason ki im le Mesatzlem. It's coming to people who are lazy or sleeping by the time when Neitzachama comes. Vaza Sheikhe Bashmei Achreina, etc., etc., says the Goyim. So in other words, the Goyim basically argues straight on the Tosfos. The Tosfos thought that Gemara was speaking about Amar HaShachar. And therefore there was a kasha on Rabbi Eliezer from the time the Kriyashma begins, which is when the Makkah Bein B'tichas Lekar say. So the Goyim says, no, Chas V'Shalom, Shekhem U'Forza. The Ashmeres of the evening end at the Tachama, when the Gemara says, get up, it's Rabbi Eliezer Shitosai, that the end of Kriyashma is the Tachama, you better get up and read right now, otherwise you miss the man Kriyashma. That's where the Goyim learns.
What does he mean by Shekhem U'Forza?
A shekel of foursome is that the day begins at Amar HaShachar.
I mean, he thinks Tosis is lying, or he thinks that
they... No, they're not lying. A shekel of foursome means you see clearly from all these Gemaras, you see from my empirical proofs of Mitzios, is that the day begins at Neitzachama. Therefore, the Hashemites of the night, and not at Amar HaShachar, but at Neitzachama. I think shekel of foursome can also refer to the fact that the Goyim says, look, we see clearly, if the night and day are equal during Nisan and Tishrei, it must be begin for Neitzachama. Anyway, shekel of foursome. Okay, so that's the opinion of the guy. Now, what's interesting is that it's not really clear who agrees with the guy. There appears what? No, that's not true. I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but anyway, I don't know. It might be true. The Bala Tanya says clearly in Nunches that we measure the 3 hours from Amar HaShachar. I don't know where anyone got the Bala Tanya agrees with the guy. In Nunches, look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav. There, the Bala Tanya says explicitly in Siman Nunches that the 3 hours are made. That the person has the 3 hours of Amar HaShachar. Ayin Hey, Amar HaShachar. And I haven't. Maybe we should go to Zachary, but that's what he clearly says in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Now, so who agrees with us? I don't think there's really anyone who says explicitly like this. The Magen Avraham says what he says. The Raya from Tosfos is clearly a good, my opinion, it's a Raya. Tosfos certainly holds like that. In other words, you can argue on a Tosfos, certainly holds like that. The only Raya the Goins might have is from the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos in Brochos, where he indicates that the time from Rosh Hashanah to Neitz is 72 minutes, which is 4 meal. But there's a stira in the Perush HaMishnayos in the Rambam. In Psacha, the Rambam indicates that it's 5 meal. Okay? But you see, if it's 4 meal, you're in the ballpark. At least you could say 4 meal is 18 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you can say that the Aboyim, the 40 meals from Nais is 12 hours. But that's not necessarily true, too, because the Tumas HaDashin also learns that it's 18 minutes for a different reason. He also has the 12 hours, and 40 minutes from Manashachas it says. But at least the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos is not a stira to the Goyim. The Rambam in Brachos, the Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos, the Goyim brings it. And So in other words, the Gaon Ashkenaz wants to say about the Rambam that they had different views from the Gemara.
Where's the other Rambam?
Well, one is in the Perush Mishnayos in Brachos, the first Mishnah in Brachos, and one is the first Mishnayos in Pesachim. The Gaon brings it, okay? But there's no... The point is, the Magen Avraham says what he says. He brings it right from Tosfos, and I don't see that anybody after the Magen Avraham argues on the Magen Avraham. And certainly they've never shut him otherwise. Okay, now, this really brings me up to really what I want to speak about today. And namely, so, who do we paskin like? So, the Chazon Ish, in Siman Yud Gimel, speaks about this. Okay? And actually, in fact, in Siman Yud Gimel, you have the main, Siman Yud Chazon speaks about the Magen Avraham the Goy. The Chazon goes into a lot of detail. And then there are two mechtavim, two letters of the Chazon Ish. And the two letters of the Chazon Ish, they're all in Siman Yud Gimel, right? Actually related to this psak of the Goy. Because it appears that the Goy is arguing on the Rishayim, arguing everybody who came before him. Certainly no one says explicitly what the Goy says. Now, so I want to read from different parts of the Chazon Ish and how the Chazon Ish is actually, how it relates to this psak of the Goy. The Chazon Ish says, in Siman Yud Gimel, in Sif Katan Gimel, it's the second column in the standard edition of the Chazon Ish, the second paragraph, says the Chazon Ish, ומתחילו פירוש הגרוע תם ילחס מינות משום דיוד פסויס הוא מעובר שחס לחובם והוא יד בישויס. In other words, that was the Tumas Adashen. Tumas Adashen was turned from Obana Shachar Tzotzais, which is 40 mil. So basically you take 40 mil and you take 12 hours, you get 18 minutes. ובזה כוסף הגרוע תזה שגוגה. It's a mistake. The body, okay, בפסח בירושלים, יש יוד בישויס בנסח חמה עד שקס החמה. In other words, certainly, certainly it says the Gaon that there were 12 hours in Yerushalayim, in Nisan, from Netzachama to Shkesachama. That's actually what the Gaon says. In other words, we know for sure that the daytime and the evening are equal in Yerushalayim around Nisan, and that's from Netzachama to Shkesachama. We see that.
Aber lamai demaska gro, shiyuch has been a nachon, sha'av shiyomu yudbei shoyz, Netzachama to Shkesachama. Vonu magro koveya, in other words, like this.
It is true that the Goyin is right. In other words, the Goyin is right that there are 12 hours from Netzach Hamah until Shkia in Yerushalayim. But that's a metzius. That's a reality. Okay?
But says the Chazon Ish, v'am not, nonetheless, ha'gor koveya degam gimel shoyz the Kriya Shema in Netzach Hamah.
But who says that the 3 hours of Kriya Shema are mentioned from Netzach Hamah? Who says that? In other words, the metzius is 12 hours, 60 minutes, in Nisan, from Netzach Hamah to Tishrei, where the Gemara says the day and night are equal. But who says that we measure the 3 hours, measure for a day, maybe measure from Amar Shachar, since, with the evidence, a person can read Kriya Shema from Amar Shachar.
Can you understand my Yom, or later Shabbat? Right? Our Amar Goyim Kaveh, the Gam Gimel Shoyz Kriya Shema Netzach Hamah, why? Can you learn the Shabbat my Yom, or later Shabbat? The answer, Elim Nachshav, my Yom, in other words, if we say that the day and night are equal, and I'm adding during Nisan and Tishrei, right?
You can only say that if you're counting the hours from Neish to Shkia, which means what is the Chazon Ish saying? What is the Chazon Ish saying, Mishem the Goy? The Goy is not bringing me proof that I calculate the hours from Abba Neshacha. The Goy is just saying is the concept of an hour. Namely, that hours, the amount of hours are equal in day and night during Nisan and Tishrei, right? That's only true in Metzias and reality if I consider the day as going from Netzach Hamah to Shkia. The Goyim is not making a halachic argument. He's making an astronomical argument. For Amdam, says the Chazon Ish, here you see the Chazon Ish says, Ain't a hechel gomor. This doesn't prove that Magen Avraham is wrong.
Came to the Inyan Dini HaTeira, Mimra Shach Yimamahu.
Shach Yish Leimah. In other words, according to the Torah, the day begins, but yeah, but Ramana Shachar, the Mishnah Megillah said, the Chachina, every mitzvah of the Yom is from Netzach Hamah, ve'im asam mi'Ramana Shachar Yotzer, including Kriya Shema. In other words, says the Chazon Ish, it might be that astronomically, and the Torah would agree with this, that the hours of the day, the astronomical hours of the day, are from Neith to Shkia, but nonetheless, who says that with respect to the halachic measurement of Kriya Shema, I have to measure from Netzach Hamah.
The Jewish day, La Halacha, in the end, begins at Abba Shacha. So, in other words, the Gaon is not really addressing directly the issue of Kriya Shema. This is the Chazon Ish, is making a very, very strong argument against the Gaon. El Mestavlili, La Hagod Lugia Gaon, says the Chazon Ish, but the Gaon must have held, the Kaven the Tama Dova, the Chatzis Man, Yesh Boilem Shacham Ala Ovetz, the Chatzis Man Shenacham Ala Ovetz, Mestavlili Shayim B'Dovi Chazal, Hainu Meitzacham. The Gaon says it's Mestavlili. That since the night time and the daytime during Nisan Tishri are equal, and that's to do and that's a Sunday, so when Chazal speak about 3 hours, they're speaking about the astronomical day, which is from Nes to Shkia. In other words, the Goyim is making a general argument that we speak about hours of the day, we can only mean Nes to Shkia, and that has to apply to Kriya Shema too. Okay, the Chazon Ish. Right, then brings the Magen Avraham, and he says, right, Chazon Ish says, he brings the Magen Avraham, that 3 hours of Kriya Shema is from Avraham Shachar, and he proves this from the Gemara in Gemara Al Gemara Beis, the proofs we went through already, says the Chazon Ish. Now the Chazon Ish says, also Ein Zamucha, because it could possibly be, when the Gemara says, I need 2 hours, Kavu Einaya Shmeiles, right? It could be at least 2 hours, more than 2 hours. From Netzachah. In other words, the Chazon Ish is not muchach, but in other words, it's not. You know what? It's possible to learn the Gemara in a way differently than the Magen Avraham or the Tosfos. Okay. Now the question is, what is the halacha? So in Sifkat and Dalet, the Chazon Ish doesn't come to a very, very conclusive. Conclusion. The Chazon Ish says, as if cut and dalit, the chain noyagim hakbei kagor. Many people are noyag like the gor. But machbirin, and some people are machbir from Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc. He brings both opinions. So in other words, in Siman Yud Gimel, it seems to me the Chazon Ish is merely presenting the two arguments, but nonetheless, there's not a conclusive halachic, there's not a halachic conclusion, conclusively, that we should go like the Goy. However, this is in Siman Yud Gimel, in the what's called the I guess the proper halacha part of it. However, at the end of Siman Yud Gimel, in the Sefer Chazon Ish, there are two mechtav. There are two letters. And what I want to do is I want to look at Mechtav Beis, the second letter. It appears on page 44 in the standard edition of the Chazon Ish. And there the Chazon Ish, I don't know who he's writing to. I don't know the Rekha, the background of the letter. But there from this letter, it's clear that the Chazon Ish is deciding like the Goyim. Okay? Now, first of all, background. The background is, the Goyim is clearly arguing on Rashi. We don't see any of the Rishonim arguing on Rashi, the Gemara and Pesachim. The Chazon Ish, the Goyim is also clearly arguing on Tosfos. So in other words, the Goyim is arguing with the Rishonim. That's clear. The Magen Avraham, right, states what he says, brings a raya from the Tosfos, and we don't see how the Achron Sham is the Magen Avraham. So the Goyim appears to be arguing with the reading of the Gemara according to the Rishonim. Okay, now, so let me read from Michtav Beis and Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, I mean, you know, perhaps the most important central pasuk of the 20th century, right? How does the Chazon Ish adjudicate this halachic issue? Which is, of course, I mean, obviously incredibly relevant, especially now as we enter the Chodesh Nishan and it's Ben Azmanim and Yeshiva Bachrim get up late. When should we wake, if we should wake up our children, when should we wake them up? Okay. Let me read the Michtav Beis of Chazon Ish. Acharei Shedivrei Rabbi Yehuda, Shu v'Gemara Pesach Tzad Aleph, Mevoram Birushalmi, Asar Pesois B'Neis Acham and Shkis Acham. This is the Chazon Ish. Since it's clear, after it's been made clear, that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanna, which is brought, right, in Pesach Tzad Aleph, according to the Rushalmi, it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda is calculating the 40 meal, the 10 Pesois, from Neis Acham until what, to Shkia. The ancient remez big gemara didan to pligia. We have no remez or allusion that our gemara argues on this interpretation,
understanding of Rabbi Yehuda.
The Bepshitas Mispareshes Asuri Kefir Mavur Birushalmi. I mean, one could easily learn the Gemara in Sadat Talmud of Sochem according to Birushalmi. Hahi Birushalmi Machras. So it turns out Birushalmi's position, right, is Machriya. Says the Chazon Ish, Av Neged HaRambam, even connected to HaRambam. Of course, it's a theory of the Rambam, we'll get to that a bit later. But the Chazon Ish says, in fact, is that if this, since the Rushalmi definitely puts Rav Yudah's 10th Pasayish from Neitz Shkia, our Gemara is, we don't see any of the King of Gemara is arguing that. On the contrary, the Chazon Ish says it's Beruvach Yaisr, he says the beginning of Yud Gimel. Then, the Rushalmi, this reading of the Gemara, based on the Rushalmi, is Machriya even connected to Rambam. That's the Chazon Ish's position. Which, of course, works very, very well. Into the Shita of the Rosh, which I think I mentioned at one time, anyway, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin, there's a Rosh that raises the question, what's called a double Shiva Minyan? And there the Rosh, I forget which Simon is in the Rosh in Sanhedrin, but there the Rosh clearly says that one can, that not only the Rishayim can argue on Ga'inim, anyone can argue on Ga'inim if he has a Raya, which is Mukh from the Gemara itself. In other words, the box star stops at the Gemara. Anyone who has a conclusive raya, right, that the Gemara is taking a certain position, can argue even on those who came before him. Rishonim can argue on Ga'inim, and clearly this Rishonim can argue on Rishonim too. That's what Chazon Ish is saying. Ella says the Chazon Ish, but now the Chazon Ish pulls back a little bit. Ella shibas maneno enanu miyachol amad ve'rabim, but you can't say Rambam is connected to Rishonim. You can't say definitely because the Rambam and the Pesach Mishnayos and Brachos indicate that it's 18 minutes, a meal, which would fit into the Ushama. You can't say definitely that Rambam is going to be Ushama. I will an actual of Torah in Amasupek up here Ushama. But nonetheless, since it's a Safek, and we can adjudicate it based upon the Ushama, Zu hachra kayama afrida. So that's the halacha. Now what the Chazon Ish says, right, is that the hachra of the Ushama, which the Philly says that Rabbi Yehuda goes from Neis to Shkia, it fits into the Bavli, there's no reason to assume the Bavli is arguing it, then in fact, that's called Achra, that's called adjudication. We're adjudicating this issue based upon the Gemara. The culture came, and certainly says the Chazon Ish, in Adava Yatzav Bi Agra, if this comes from the Gra, says the Chazon Ish, Shehu Ke'echad Min HaRishayinim, the Chadagoyin is one of the Rishayinim, the shos, permission was given to the guy, lachloik ala rishayin, to argue on the rishayinah. Kol shekein, says the Chazon Ish. In other words, we don't have to say here that me, the Chazon Ish, or the achreinim, yours truly, who's reading this, is arguing on the Rambam. The guy is one of the rishayin. The guy is the maput on the Rambam. Or the other, or sorry, maybe the Rambam, we have a subject with the Ramhot. But certainly, the guy is about Plutter and the Taif is on Rashi. It's a kosher kind of. For Amnon, Chazon Ish says the gears of the Ushami requires tikkun, and he changes the gears of the Ushami a little bit, you know, he fixes it up based upon the Gor. Okay, now. Goes on to Chazon Ish, right? He points out this is the Rambam, the Perush of Mishnayos. Nonetheless, it's clear that the final Maskana Velacha is going like the guy. I want to just mention, interesting enough is that what about the Gemara in Daf Gimel and the Tosfos? So writes the Chazon Ish, in other words, the person who was writing to him was probably saying, how can the Goyim argue on the Tosfos of Magen Avraham? The law of Divrei Agur, ain't the Badova Shum Safik? The Gimel Shoyes and Shoyes at the Bilis of Divrei Magen Avraham, Dainu Gavi Hayom. Right? However, right? But certainly, according to Magen Avraham, that you have to go from Magen Avraham. But he says, "Ain shum tam sheyachshav as hashoyes on hashachar." Which feels the man kriyash from the hashachar. In other words, it's the chazanit, but there's no compelling reason to think that the 3 hours had to be from the hashachar because the man kriyash was from the hashachar. So, in other words, kevin shakavon loydiya seif asman, the seif asman only oylem achanetzacham. The tach soyron the rabbin neich lahagin hashachar choyin lefi shoyes yom yis achanetzacham. Because she came with mancha choice and choice shall achis achama achkis achama. The Chazanish, in my opinion, is dealing with the following question. But you know, I can read in the words. We all know that the day begins at Amar Hashachar. But the end, the Jewish day begins at Amar Hashachar. Every mitzvah, the Gemara, the Mishnah, is begin at Amar Hashachar. And not only that, Kriyishma can say the end from Amar Hashachar. And so the Kriyishma night begins at Seif. In other words, we see that the Kriyishma day is from Amar Hashachar until Tzeis. So says the Chazanish. So, and also too, if the Gemara didn't say anything, if the Gemara didn't say anything, a person learns a sugya about Kriyishma, he should assume it's from Amar Hashachar. Says the Chazanish, the derech of the Gemara is only telling you the end of the Zman. So the Chazanish was bothered by the fact, I mean, the assumption would be, if the Gemara doesn't say anything about the Gimel Shoy, 3 hours of Kriyishma, I should think it's from Amar Hashachar, because that's a natural way to cheshbon the day of Kriyishma. So the Chazanish, no. That basically, the purpose of Chazal just wanted to indicate to people what is the end of the Zaman, and then the Zaman can be from Netzachar. Okay? In other words, what the Chazanish is doing is saying the following thing. Since we have a Gemara that's machriya definitively, the reading of Sachem, that the day is from Neis HaChama to the Shkia, then that in fact defines the hours of the day of the five Neis HaChama to the Shkia, and that adjudicates the Halacha, right? Any objection to this from the fact that Kriyishma begins from Amar Hashachar, we can reconcile that, and it's not Mukhach that the Zman of Kriyishma begins at Amar Hashachar. It's not much, it's not necessary from that. I come to the conclusion that 3 hours are actually calculated from Amar Hashachar. That's what the Chazanish says. So in other words, it's rather clear that the Chazanish here is being machriya, is adjudicating halacha in favor of the Goy. That's what the Chazanish says. Although the Chazanish understands that the Yerushalmi is machriya, the reading of the Gemara, that the day is from Neis to Shkia, and that hours of the day are calculated from Neis to Shkia, there should be no exceptions to the Torah whatsoever. And the fact that Kriyishma begins at Amar Hashachar is not relevant to this specific issue. In other words, because Chazal is interested in telling me the end of the Zman, the Sof of the Zman, which can be calculated from Neitz HaChama. That's what the Chazanish says. Now, what's interesting is that B'derech HaPsak, we get this insight that what's Machriya is the Gemara. Ultimately, if the Rishonim is explicitly that Zman Kriyishma, the hours of the day, or from Neitz to Shkia, that's Machriya the Halacha, connected even the Rambam and all the Rishonim. I mean, the fact that the Goyin actually is one of the Rishonim is just a kol shekein in this case. But from the Chazanish, it's mashma that the Gemara and Pesachim is Machriya the Halacha. That's what the Chazanish conclusion is. Now, this is the Michtav of Chazanish, the second Michtav of Chazanish, which appears in Simon Yud Gimel. And it appears that the Chazanish is actually paskening pretty conclusively, that the day is from Neis to Shkia. In Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, I have Ha'or in my Chazanish. In Hilchos Pesach, the Chazanish says that the meal is 18 minutes, and that's the halacha. And even the Hefsed Merubah, like in the case of Matzah, we're now in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and of course in the Botzek, the dough is left for more than 18 minutes, a meal or more, then we assume it's chametz. So the Chazanish says, even behefsed merubah, the halacha is that a meal is 18 minutes. That's the Chazanish paskins, and it says based upon the goy. So the Chazanish rules clearly like the Gor. Clearly like the Gor. Right? Okay? There's a first mechtav of the Chazanish, which is addressed to someone. I'm not exactly sure what the person was asking the Chazanish. But in any case,
It's related to this issue, but it deals with the concept of what's called Shah Zamanias. Remember, up till now we've been assuming that you take the day, even if you take the day from Netzach Hamid to Shkia, and you divide the 12. So, for example, during the summertime, an hour is going to be more than 60 minutes. Halacha is more than 60 minutes. During the winter, it's going to be less than 60 minutes. It's only during Nisan Tishrei that the day are equal, according to Chazal, that an hour, a halacha hour is 60 minutes. Now, I'm not sure exactly to whom the Goyim is addressing in this Bechtav, but we do know that there are opinions of certain Achreinim who want to argue that the hours of Krishma have nothing to do with Shah Zabanias. Right? One of them is the Yaivitz, the Lechem Shamayim. The Yaivitz says, 3 hours, the time that Malachim get up, the kings get up, what should I do with Shah Zabanias? They sleep for 3 hours, and 3 hours times 60 minutes. The Pnei Yeshua and the Kuntas Achrein also wants to argue that in fact the concept of Shah Zaman is really the Rambam, but in fact actually he wants to argue that actually Lalacha, most opinions hold that we don't go by Shah Zaman, so we go by, in this case, we go by an hour which is 60 minutes. And I think there's actually a tshuva of the Minchas Aluza, that also actually, in fact, wants to argue that we don't necessarily go by Shah Zaman. Yes? I even think the Maharasham in the Das Torah, I remember reading as a young boy, actually said that in fact, actually, B'Shas Hachak, let's say for example, during the winter time, when the halachic hour is much less than 60 minutes, one can actually, like fake or whatever it is, one could be makel and go by an hour of 60 minutes. So in other words, there's an entire list of achoinim who in fact are of the opinion that the shows, the hours of Krishna and Tefillah, are not shows of manis, but they're actually hours of 60 minutes that you look at your watch and you get 60 minutes, it's not a halachic hour. Now, the going in this first mikhtar, which is being addressed as someone who, now I imagine this is what the person is probably arguing, the going wants to claim that shows of manis is a very, very natural thing. Why is that true? Because the Goyim wants to claim that we see that the times of Chazal, let's say, God, let's say the Tamid, the Kabbalahs, right? And you know, and they relate, of course, the Kabbalahs to Tefillah, have to do with the time of the day. Like a Minchas of the Goyim is not, Chazal doesn't express it in terms of hours. They express it in terms of a certain time of the day. And in fact, the Lashon of the Rambam in Krishma and Lashon of the Chava is Ad Revi'is Hayom, a quarter of the day. In other words, if we see in the Gemara doesn't speak about, when the Gemara speaks about Kabbalah, like a Mincha, and speaks about the time of Mincha and Plaga Mincha in Gemara and Brachas and Pulpak and Brachas, the Gemara does not use hours. The Gemara seems to indicate that it has to do with the daytime. Somehow, the Kabbalahs are related to the daytime. In which case, says the Goyim, the hours, when Chazal give hours, 9.5 hours, 11 3/4 hours, for the times of Plaga Mincha, for Mincha Katana, the hours are merely an expression of the Jewish day, which is, of which the times of Tefillah and Korbanos go according to the sun. In other words, the hours that Chazal give, that the Rishonim give, right, are only expressions of where the sun is holding on a specific day. The Chatzos is where the sun is overhead. So the Goyim wants to say that Shah Zamanim is a very natural way to calculate the day, because these Zamanim Meikara, the source of these Zamanim, are Chazal's understanding of where the sun is and what time of the day. That's what the Goyim wants to say. And it seems to me that because of this, the Goyim says is that, you know, Shah Zamanim is a very natural way of understanding the times of the day based on what we see. You know, the Gemara's understanding of the daytime when it speaks about Kabbalah or Tefillah, etc., etc. That's what the Goyim says. Of course, the Gemara in the Brachos Perek directly relates Machlokes Gadol Chachamim in Tefillas Mincha, right, with the time of the Tamid Shel Ben Abayah. So that's what the Goyim argues. Now, the Gemara goes on, right, and speaking about this, he speaks about the Magen Avraham. And he says, at the very last paragraph, the Ika Reisbogen Avram, the Menina Mi Omer Ashacha, right?
put it away. Let's say, right? Abra Shachar. The locate in cheshbon tamanya shows begbar bechufer lo machor. The efsh the ika tfeish is man abra shachar b'fsekas ben shoyis halayla chasalim, etc. In other words, he brings the magen avram and says that which was in the following thing. What the Gemara seems to be saying in the Mechta is the following thing. In other words, what the Chazanish is saying is that when Chazal took the day, they looked at the sun. It's clear in the Kabbalah. He says, "We got plaka min," because they looked at the sun. You can't. In other words, from Avon to Shachar, there's no way of measuring time. In other words, the time of the day's length. But in other words, if Chazal looked at the day and said Chatzos and say this time of the day, they were clearly looking at the sun. Because where the sun is overhead is a clear indication of where a person is during the daytime. Which is a further raya to the position of the guy. In other words, it makes sense that if the Jewish day is calibrated according to the marking of the sun where it is in the sky, and that can only be from Netzach Hama till Shkia, so therefore, all hours of the day are merely a consequence of that. In which case, there's no place for the Magen Avraham. So the Chazon Ish in Michtam Aleph gives a very deep, I would say almost philosophical, refutation of the Magen Avraham. Because the calibrations of Chazal were not according to watches. They were according to natural events, which can only be the sun. So you can't speak about Omer HaShachar and Neitz. There's no way of calibrating that. You can only speak about Neitz to Shkia, because you can see where the sun, in other words, if you look at the globe, you can see where the sun begins, it rises in the east and sets in the west. So you can see clearly where the sun is.
Doesn't the Gemara give simanim though? Isha Mesaperes in Baila, isn't that a similar way of calibrating the...
That's true at night, but we're speaking about calibrating hours during the daytime. That's what the Gaon would say. Now, the simanim are just sort of like, it's like, you know, there's simanim, terrestrial simanim, but really if I calibrate hours during the day, the hours will be calibrated according to the sun, because I can't see, you know, but I can only get an exact calibration when the sun is.
So, the Dalka that says, man began to base up.
That's what I mean, right.
It's the only thing I can't see this. Then you justify that because you can't see the sun.
I think the Braisa too is something I got it too. I'm not sure what the Braisa. In other words, no, I mean, in any case, the in other words, calibration of the day can only be by the sun when the sun is in the sky, and that can only be from Neitz until Shkia. There's no sense in calibrating hours from before Neitz or after Shkia, because there's simply no sun. I don't know where the sun is. So, because of that, I have a deep reason for adopting the system of the Goyim. That's the Goyim. That's what the Chazon Ish should say. Okay? Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, I think what we have over here is, I think we have actually several important yesodis in the Psak Halacha of the Goyim, which is an important thing, of the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish is clearly machriel at the Goyim. And some of you give a not so much, but the Mechtav will be seen clearly, yes. But I think, really, we have to summarize the following thing. The Chazon Ish understood, you know, there's something called Ika Svo and Ika Kho in the Gemara. That sometimes we bring our eye from a pasuk, sometimes we bring our eye from a Svo. The Chazon Ish brings a pasuk and a Svara. The pasuk is the Gemara in Pesachim. Says the Chazon Ish, given the Yerushalmi, this act is clearly only one way we can learn the Gemara of Pesachim, I'll leave it to Emes, right? And therefore, for sure, the 12 hours of the Jewish day are counted from Neitz and Shkia. The fact that I can read Kriya Shema from Abba Nashachar is irrelevant to calibrating the hours of the day. That's what Chazon Ish says. It's not relevant. And all the Gemaras and Gimel and Al Gimel and Bais can be understood, right, even according to the daytime Netzachah calibration. So in other words, the Gemaras Machriya connected all the Rishayim, says the Chazon Ish. In other words, if I have a, according to Chazon Ish,
if I have a clear reading of the Gemara, then no one can refute. Right? The Yerushalmi is clear. There's no indication the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. So that reading of the Gemara is good, even if all the Rishonim argue differently. I mean, Kol Shekhen the Goyim, the Rishonim. But the Chazanish's point is, a reading of the Yerushalmi refutes all the Rishonim. Lahalach lamaisa. Okay? That's point number one. Point number two in the Chazanish is, yeah.
That means he's saying the Rishonim couldn't read the Gemara.
The Chazanish doesn't say that. The Chazanish says in bracket, I mentioned last time, Rishalmi lo hayab yad rishayim zal the kvius v'bnei hanius shloyu kis v'yad b'siyum habe v'bnei shal simus, whatever reason.
They had no way of reading psachim tzoyik
dalet. Yeah, but you see the Rosh that I mentioned in Sanhedrin says clearly that if a person would bring that, for example, he's speaking about the Rishayim and the Goyim. So he said that if a Rishon says something, but didn't see the Goyim, had he said the Goyim, he would have changed his mind. Then clearly, it's called Tovid Vamish.
So this.
Otherwise, if the Rishonim would have seen the Ushami, they clearly would not have read the Gemara the way they read it.
So, okay.
And therefore, clearly, we have to reject whatever they say.
So we have to, just to limit Rabbi Trutz's statement of the Chazanish's principle, whenever there's a clear reading of the Gemara based on something the Rishonim didn't see,
right, but they overturn the Rishonim. Right.
But if the Rishonim would have had access to that material, then we can't overturn the Rishonim based on the Gemara.
Okay, so like I said before, in other words, that's a little bit of a gray area. I mean, Baruch Hashem, in this case, it isn't. In other words, I mean, there's a Bulshami, which not all the Rishonim had.
Right.
And if the Rishonim would have said the Bulshami, then you certainly would have read the Gemara differently. Instead of the Chazanish, that's Machriya. You're raising an interesting question is, because, I mean, if in other words, the question you're raising is that if in fact actually, you know, that makes sense, how come, why do I need the Lushami? In other words, see the Goyim makes a second argument. You have to understand that the Goyim's argument, there's a second argument for the Goyim. The Goyim says, look, clearly the 12 hours of the day go from Nes to Shkia, because look, Chazal say, that in Nisan and Tishrei, the days and nights are equal. Says the Goyim, the Metzias says, the Chaynim tell us that that's only true if I measure the day from Nisan to Shkia. Didn't Rashi know that?
Rashi didn't know that. He was in Yerushalayim.
What?
Rashi was never in Yerushalayim.
Excuse me?
Rashi was never in Yerushalayim. How would he may not have known that. Anymore.
But the Gemara said, yeah, but also, but the, I don't know, whatever it is, but the Goyim says clearly, that in other words, the Chaynim tell us,
right,
that in fact, that, you know, if you measure the day from Omer Shachar to Tzeis, right, you get 16 hours. So that's the Metzius. That's the Metzius. That's the Goyim wants to claim.
I said, it's not clear that rabbis living in France and Germany.
Well, let me get a question. France and Germany, from Nes to Shkia.
In Nissan.
In Nissan.
I don't know. I mean,
what is it?
It's going to depend on the latitude.
No, near the equator will be 12 hours, but in France, up north.
No, near the equator it's always 12 hours.
Right, it's always 12 hours.
As you go further north, then it's going to shift more by seasons until you get to the.
But I'm just waiting. Nissan and Tishrei in France.
Further north.
You're England, right? In England.
I've been there.
It's shy that
it could be from. I mean, from Seis to.
Where is it?
From Alostad says it's shy if it could be 12 hours. Nissan, certainly not Nissan.
The day of Nissan could be longer. I my understanding of the going is that even in England during Nissan and during Tishrei, right, it's 12 hours only from Nes to Shkia. If that's true, that's the Messiah.
It's certainly not true everywhere in the world. It's certainly going to vary based on location.
Vary, but how much? In other words, it's going to be close to 12 hours. Is it going to be 16 hours?
If you get to the Arctic Circle. If you get to Oslo.
I don't know exactly, but I'm missing the question is, in France.
I don't know. I have to look on.
Okay, so this is sorry.
Smani.org.
The Goyim seems to indicate, that in Nishan and Tishrei, the Goyim is Shechem Ophosa. The Goyim seems to indicate that Nishan and Tishrei, if I measure it, the only way I get 12 hours is from Nes to Shkia.
Right. And he's saying that even in Vilna.
Yeah. Vilna, I think, is more north than
France
and Germany.
Correct.
For sure. That's 12 hours. So that's a Metzius.
If that's true, it's a Pella.
Which means, it's a Pella. Which means, it's a Pella. The Gargars aren't from Metzius. What do you say about that? There's still arguments he's making. Now, in other words, if I have two ways of learning the Gemara instead of Talmud and Alfam Psachim, so how would I learn? I would certainly learn. I mean, let's assume that, you know, without most generality, the Gemara is also speaking about Nisan and Dishon. So I would learn to go from Nisan and Shia. The Gemara is not clear. So in other words, the Goyim has some very, very strong arguments here. And come to Chazanish, you know, it says even more so. I mean, when the Gemara speaks about Chatzais and Plaga Mincha, how are they measuring these things? They saw where the sun was in the sky.
How do they measure in the winter time when they don't see the sun? Well, I mean, different seasonal changes. I mean,
you can see the sun in the winter time. I mean, when it's raining and snowing, you can. But I mean, you can see the sun in the winter time. You clearly see the sun in the winter time. I mean, they only had exact measurements. Plaga Mincha. What's Plaga Mincha?
I mean, they made mistakes. They thought they davened Der Shabbat.
That's because it was cloudy. I think what emerges from Chazon Ish, the guy what emerges, there are two very powerful arguments. Besides the Gemara, you know, the Gemara, you have actually a very, you know, you have a logical Metzius argument. It's Metzius. But in other words, but the fact is, Chazon Ish, as far as concerns concerned, a reading of the Gemara, which is clearly mucha. In other words, we have explicit Yerushalmi, right? Which the Yerushalmi clearly didn't see. Is Machmir Allah? Can I get the Rishonim?
How do we assume that the Rishonim didn't see it, rather than the fact that maybe they did see it and just passed them like the Bavli or disregarded the Yerushalmi? And maybe they understood them at Sears, but then this is some type of halachic reality, right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you the truth. You can even argue more so. The Gemara inside the Gimel, I mean, to be Lamed Zchus on Rashi, inside the Gimel of Beis, the Gemara says clear in Psachim. Inside the Gimel of Beis in Psachim, the Gemara says explicitly, right, that the 40 meal are going from Amar Hashach as it says. And when the Gemara is a Kash Tad Dam and Aleph, all the Gemara says is 4 meal and 5 meal. In other words, this second kasha, which the Goyim claims, the Gemara is asking, Al Rav Hachana and Rav Yechon, is what Van Norman would have said, a hidden variable. It's not there in the Gemara, there's no indication. There's no indication. In fact, Ula, in Zagilah Beis, clearly says that we're measuring the 10 plus size of the 40 meal from Amar Hashach to Seis. In other words, Rashi seems to be the pashas of the Gemara. Look, Rashi says what he says. I don't see the Rishon arguing with Rashi. The Pashas Gemara is like that. I would say, with great humility, that the ego argument of the guy is from the 12 hours. In other words, if I look at my watch and I count 12 hours, during this edition where Chazal themselves said that this and this are equal, even Rashi and the Chumash says like that, right? By the Menayla, right? That's only from Nais Tishkiya.
Russian questions, are they called?
Here he says, Yemi...
No, he says the opposite, Tishrei.
Right.
Tevin and Tumlis.
Right, which means in what? The rabbi understood that Nais Tishrei
is only equal. It's probably going to be the longest day then.
No, what I'm saying is...
The longest and shortest
day. Yeah, but it's a medalist.
It's equinox.
No, but they were aware of the fact that day changes. So everybody knows that the day is equal in Nisra and Tishrei, and it's a Metzius. But the going actually brings a medalist, that Nisra and Tishrei are equal. What does the Rashi say over there? Okay, look at the Lashon of the Rashi. It's not only Nisan and Tisha, but also Tavis and the Talmuds. In any case, we all agree that day and night are equal, right? Okay, so look at a watch. The God is claiming it's Shechem Afusa. There's 12 hours from Nisan Shkia. There aren't 12 hours from Amar Shach and Tzitzis. It's 16 hours of the God. Everybody will tell you that. That seems to me to be the equal argument of the Goyim. What Rashi is saying is connected to Metzius.
And is the Gaon saying this in Vilna, in Eretz Yisrael?
I think it's in Vilna too! Look, Goy Kishore is saying in Vilna! The Goy is in Tichoinim, all the Arab will tell you this!
So would he would for this to be accurate or to be valid, would the Gaon have had to go around and research all the other places?
He doesn't have to, because the Goyim says it. The Goyim says that he was living in Vilna, right? It's certainly true. Where in Worms, in France, in Germany, wherever Rashi was, right? I mean, that's the Basileus. The reality is that there are 12 hours from day to Shkia. The Gemara can make they can't make a claim otherwise.
I would say
that's the guides. Mm-hmm. If you attack, what you're saying is connected to the Metziah, connected to the reality. And the Chazanish pins it on the reading of the Gemara. And the Chazanish has a Svara, which is a clearly beautiful Svara, that Chazal clearly calculated things where the sun is, which is the Beit Shkia calibration. But the fact is that, in my opinion, what's Mukach and the Goyim's argument is just look at your watch.
I wanted to say this before you didn't like it, but I'll try again. That Rebbein Tam Shkia is also connected to the reality.
And it cannot be, and the Goyim argues on that too.
Right.
The Goyim says, go look and see.
So they're clearly close, that's not just where you are, otherwise.
Right.
Close, it's just not interested
right.
In the visible reality.
Right, economic, right. Well, certainly I'm not just like, but it'd be by the, whatever it is, even in France too, maybe. Maybe in the north, the Shkia was, because from Shkia to Tzeis can be longer when you get north.
True.
That's true. The guy mentions that over here, too. In other words, he says, Days in Shkia. But in any case, we have here a very, very big central problem. I don't think the Chazal really addressed that.
The problem being that.
The Chazal's address is that, actually, when we speak about 12 hours, certainly in Tishkan Nisa, we're speaking from Days in Shkia. No one can deny that. In any case, we're not going to solve the issue over here. The achra of the Chazanish is clearly like the Goyim. And we see the halachic principles that are a clear, undisputed reading of the Gemara, even based upon a source, which is not turned to Rishonim, nonetheless, according to the Chazanish, is machriel halach can, again, all be in the commentaries. In any case, we're going to stop over here. We'll let you think about it. For an undisclosed place, we shall be Rakodesh, called to Chakosha V'Sameach.